Good afternoon. Welcome to FOSDEM. My name is Alan Jurenik and I work for Synopsys, where I manage R&D for the Seeker agents. Now, before I get started, I'm sure many of you are looking at the session's title and asking yourselves, does this guy even speak English? So, before I get started, let me address this unanswered question and assure you that, in fact, I do speak English. This title is, of course, a reference to a very old video game called Zero Wing. If you don't recognize it, let me reassure you, you are not missing anything, and this pun is not really funny. If you do recognize it, you don't need my reassurances, and you know for yourself that this pun is not actually funny. So, bad humor aside, let's get started and let's talk about bombs. Bombs are a class of attacks, class of security vulnerabilities, where an attacker can send a relatively small payload that then expands or blows up, because we're talking about bombs, and consumes a huge amount of resources on the attacked system side. It's a form of denial of service attack, where a lot of resources, usually memory, are consumed. And since this is done, your system can't serve legitimate requests because it doesn't have any memory left, for instance. Now, bombs are a serious issue, and this all sounds really dangerous and perhaps a bit too serious for FOSDEM. FOSDEM is supposed to be fun. That's why it has an F in its name, right? So let's not be this serious. Let's have a couple of laughs. In fact, let's have a billion laughs. Now, what we see here is a payload of the XML variant of an attack called the billion laughs attack, which is a type of bomb. What happens here is that we leverage the XML capability of defining entities. So we have the entity lol0, which is just a string lol, and then we have the entity lol1, which is a sequence of 10 lol zeros, and then we have the entity lol2, which is a sequence of 10 lol ones, and so on and so forth. So this doesn't look too intimidating, right? It's pretty small XML. How bad can it really be? Well, the answer is a lot. So I did what any good nerd would do, and I graphed it out. So over here, I'm displaying the number of levels of lol that we have in the payload as the x-axis. And on the y-axis, we can see the total size of the payload and the total size this is expanded to in memory. So I got up to 7 levels of lols. At that size, the payload is still really small. It's about 650 bytes, which is completely negligible, but it expands in memory to 28 megabytes, which is insane. Now, I would love to continue this graph, but to be honest, at this point, my benchmark just crashed. But you can roughly see here that for every level of lol that we continue, the expanded size shoots up by a factor of 10. So with 8 lols, it would be about 300 megabytes, and with 9 lols, it would be about 3 gigabytes. And the input size would be not that much bigger, probably 700 or 800 bytes, which is again minuscule. So this is definitely a serious issue, and attackers can definitely use this XML expansion to cause a lot of damage. So what can we do to defend ourselves? Frankly, pretty much. First of all, kind of the obvious solution, don't use XML. This, of course, isn't always possible, and some systems rely on XML. Of course, you aren't going to change your entire system just because someone at some session in FOSDEM said so, but if you don't have any XMLs and you aren't parsing any XMLs, you can't be vulnerable to an XML bomb. If you have to use XMLs, well, the cardinal rule of security still applies. Don't allow tainted inputs in your XML. Don't allow outside input, outside data, data that can be tampered with to determine your XML structure.